I'm Mike Harding, back here in the shed yet again for another hour and a bit of the very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. Loads and loads of great stuff in this show, including a tribute to another great little record label, Elektra. I know I've gone out of sequence because I was up to F, but I'd forgotten about Elektra and then I remembered it. So I'm going to kick off with a track from somebody who recorded for Elektra way, way back, Spider John Kerner. He was part of a trio called Kerner, Ray and Glover, whose first album, Blues, Rags and Hollers, was originally recorded by Audiophile in 1963, but was re-released by Elektra Records later that year. Spider John, as he was called because he was so tall and willowy, was a huge influence on Bob Dylan, who mentioned Kerner in his autobiography Chronicles. Well, the track I'm going to play comes from the 1997 album from Spider John, Star Geezer, and I'll let him introduce Jack of Diamonds himself.
Mighty funny race, the human race is the race you ride. The human race is a mighty funny race. If you wanna ride it, gotta ride it like a fine. Get your ticket at the station for the human race. Yeah. When you play the game of life, you got trouble, you got strife. A jack of diamonds is a hard card to find. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. Hey, jack of diamonds, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find. When you draw a diamond jack, you will never once look back. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. You have luck and you have wealth, but you may not have your health. Out in diamond is a hard card to find. Yes, and diamond is a hard card to find. Hey, jack of diamonds, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find. Oh, yes. Hey, jack of diamonds, and diamond is a hard card to find.
Jack of Diamonds from Spider John Kerner's album Star Geezer, and before that you heard him introducing the track from the same album. Now, Harbottle and Jones are a young folk duo based in Devon. Their music is described as eclectic and always accompanied with a great story. On their album Anna is a Dancer, they've recorded a song written by Cecily Fox Smith, who died in 1954, born in 1882. She was an English poet and writer, born in Lymm, Cheshire, England, and educated at Manchester High School for Girls. She wrote more than 600 poems in the course of her long life, including this, The North Sea Ground, which celebrates the North Sea fishing grounds and the Grimsby fisher lads who were mobilised to help sweep the North Sea for mines and to battle the German U-boats. But how a little trawler with not much on it but nets could battle a German U-boat, I don't understand. But it has made a damn fine song. Here's Harbottle and Jones.
Oh, Grimsby is a pleasant town as any man may find. And Grimsby wives are thrifty wives and Grimsby girls are kind. And Grimsby lads have never been the lads to lag behind. When there's men's work doing all along the North Sea ground, and it's wake up Johnny for the high tide's flowing. Off the misty waters the cold wind's blowing. A cold wind is blowing. It's well we've learned to laugh at fear, the sea has taught us how. It's well we've shaken hands with death, we'll not be strangers now. With death in every climbing wave before the trawler's bow. And the black spawn is swimming on the North Sea ground. And it's wake up Johnny for the high tide's flowing. Up the misty waters the cold wind is blowing. A cold wind is blowing. Wake up, Johnny. Wake up, Johnny. For the high tide is
wake
flowing.
Up, Johnny.
And the cold winds are blowing.
Up, Johnny.
For the high tides are flowing. And the cold winds are blowing. For the high tides are flowing. It's wake up Johnny for the high tide's flowing. Up the misty waters the cold wind's blowing. A cold wind is blowing.
There you go, the North Sea ground, Harbottle and Jonas. That's from the album Anna is a Dancer. Now, it's usually at this time in the show, or sometime round about here, that I play a classic from the old days. A set of tunes now from Skylark, one of my favourite Irish bands ever. From their album All of It, you could call it a set of jigs, or you could say it was a military two-step. You pay your money, and you take your choice. The first tune is called Fair Jane, and that's followed by Graham Townsend's, sometimes known as My Dungannon Sweetheart, and the last one in the set is Captain White's, and I played this in the car lots and lots, and I love it.
Thank you.
feet weren't tapping to that, there's summut up with you. Fair Jane, Graham Townsend's and Captain White's Three Jigs or a Military Two-Step from the album All of It from the great band Skylark. If you want details on them or anybody else that's on this show or any previous show, go to my website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll be able to find loads of information there about Skylark and anybody else who's ever appeared on the show. Now, Isambard's Wheel are named after one of their singers, Alexander Isambard. The band come from Sheffield and they perform, quote, spirited and thought-provoking original songs penned by wild-eyed gallants Alexander Isambard and Edward Young. I've not a clue what this next song means, but it's bloody good. This is Sawain Tool.
There are ghosts that walk the wind, spirits in the moorland mist. They are not lost, to follow them, bound to find them for to rest. Bound to find them for to rest. Wild as hares, the lacing fleet. They are not lost, to follow them through the hills and winding free. Sir, I am a faithful son. I will weather every storm. I have seen the tides return a thousand times upon the shore. A thousand times upon the shore, risen in the lowing sleep. I have seen the tides return without age born to be free. Well, when I lay me down to rest, when I lay lay a seed upon my breast, so it'll stand over my bones, so it'll stand over my bones, evermore beneath the leaves. Lay a seed upon my breast, I know at last that I am free. Well, and encircled by the sea, furrows old to the sky, wings that whisper in the heat, songs that answer with a sigh, songs that answer with a sigh, far from all the fallen feet. Wings that whisper in the heat, will they echo far and free?
Sawain Tool from the album Common Ground and the band Isambard's Wheel. Already played a track from them in a previous show, but they certainly are well worth checking out. Different, nice sound. Like it very, very much. Well done, you people in Sheffield. Now, time for the Elektra tribute. Elektra Records was formed in 1950 by two lads, Jack Holzman and Paul Rickolt, when they were at university together in St. John's College. In fact, they sat in, I think it was Jack Holzman's bedroom, and they worked out what they were going to do. Each of them put in $300, and they founded a record company called Elektra, after the Greek Pleiad. Elektra spelt with a C. Holzman said, "I decided to spell it with a K, because I thought the C in the original name was too soft, and I like the solid bite of the letter K." So it's spelled E-L-E-K-T-R-A. I should have said that at the beginning. The first Elektra album was released in March 1951, and the company focused mostly on folky material. Albums by people like Theodore Beakle, Ed McCurdy, Oscar Brand, Judy Collins, Phil Oakes, Tom Paxton, and Josh White. It's an absolutely fascinating company, which went on to release albums by people like The Doors and The Incredible String Band. But I'm going to kick off with a track from a gentleman I just mentioned, one of the great troubadours of the world, Tom Paxton. And this is his classic, I Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound.
It's a long and dusty road, a hot and a heavy load. The folks I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble in mind. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. I've been wandering through this land, doing the best I can, trying to find what I was meant to do. And the people that I see look as worried as can be. And it looks like they are wondering too. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Now I had a little girl one time, she had lips like sherry wine, and she loved me till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see, she was drifting away from me, and my good gal went off on a morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I had a buddy back home, but he started out to roam. And I hear he's out by Frisco Bay. And sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes a-ringing through. And I'm going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Well, if you see me passing by, and you sit and you wonder why, and you wish that you were a rambler too, nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank your stars for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound.
Can't help but wonder where I'm bound, Tom Paxton, from his Elektra album, Rambling Boy. Judy Collins has made so many, many wonderful albums, and she too began, as I said, on Elektra. Her album, In My Life, is a real classic, and I'm going to play a track from it now called Liverpool Lullaby, written by a Scouser called Stan Kelly. And it really is interesting because I heard the concertina on this and I thought, that's an English concertina. Wonder who's playing that. And the way it was being played, I thought, I bet my boots that's Louis Killen. And I found out by going onto a concertina site on the web, it shows you what a nerd I am, that it was in fact played by the great and late Louis Killen. There's one other thing I need to say about this. I don't think Judy Collins had ever been to Liverpool because she's turned Notty Ash, the Diddy Land of Ken Dodd, into Notting Ash. See if you can spot it in the song.
Oh, you are a mucky kid, dirty as a dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's nose, so crimson in the dark it glows. If you're not asleep when the boozers close, you'll get a belt from your dad. You look so scruffy lying there, strawberry jam tufts in your hair, and in the world you haven't a care, and I have got so many. It's quite a struggle every day, living on your father's pay. The bugger drinks it all away, leaves me without any. Although we have no silver spoon, better days are coming. Now Nellie's working at the loom, and she gets paid on Friday. Perhaps one day we'll have a bash, when little Woods provide the cash. We'll get a house in Notting Ash, and buy your dad a brewery. Dirty as a dustbin lid. When he finds out the things you did, you'll get a belt from your dad. Oh, you have your father's face, you're growing up a real hard case, but there's no one else can take your place. Go fast asleep.
The tune, of course, is Dolly La, which is an old Newcastle Dandling song. Come down from Tyneside, and Stan Kelly used the tune for his song. Liverpool Lullaby, Judy Collins, from her Elektra album In My Life. Phil Oakes only lived from 1940 to 1976, but in his brief 36-year life, he wrote some of the best songs ever. Too Many Martyrs, I Ain't Marching Anymore, Draft Dodger Rag, When I'm Gone, and of course There But For Fortune. Massive influence on Bob Dylan in his early days. Dylan said about Oakes, "I can't keep up with Phil, he just keeps getting better and better and better." Unfortunately, alcohol and drugs got to be boss of him, and he took his own life in 1976. From the body of great songs he left us, this is Phil Oakes with the title track of his album, I Ain't Marching Anymore.
Oh, I marched to the Battle of New Orleans at the end of the early British wars. The young land started growing, the young blood started flowing, but I ain't a marching anymore. For I killed my share of engines in 1,000 different fights. I was there at the little big horn. I heard many men lying, I saw many more dying, but I ain't a marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? stole California from the Mexican land. Fought in the bloody Civil War. Yes, I even killed my brothers and so many others, but I ain't marching anymore. For I marched to the battles of the German trench in a war that was bound to end all wars. Oh, I must have killed a million men, and now they want me back again, but I ain't marching anymore. It's always the old to lead us to the wars, always the young to fall. Now look at all we've won with the saber and the gun. Tell me, is it worth it all? For I flew the final mission in the Japanese skies, set off the mighty mushroom roar. When I saw the cities burning, I knew that I was learning that I ain't marching anymore. Now the labor leaders screaming when they close the missile plant. United Fruit screams at the Cuban shore. Call it peace or call it treason, call it love or call it reason, but I ain't marching anymore. No, I ain't marching anymore.
The man who wrote so many songs about the Vietnam War and who sang at so many protest meetings and was right there throughout the freedom movement, Phil Oakes with I Ain't Marching Anymore, the title track of his album on the Elektra label. Now, when Elektra opened a UK office in 1966, they asked their fellow American Joe Boyd to take charge. Boyd, who later went on to produce John Martin and Nick Drake, was responsible for signing the incredible String Band. They made an eponymous first album and then recorded two albums which absolutely epitomised the inventiveness, the idealism, the psychedelia and the flower power nature of the day. The two albums were The 5,000 Spirits or The Layers of the Onion and The Hangman's Beautiful Daughter. The latter, by the way, made the top five in the British Hit Parade album charts. The song I've chosen is absolutely wacky, but ever so interesting. It's called Way Back in the 1960s, and it's how these young shavers in the 1960s, of course, imagined the world would look in our time, and how we would be looking back at the 1960s in an incredibly changed world, as they saw it post-World War III. It is, like I say, a wacky song, but listen carefully, because there's some really astute lyrics in this.
I was a young man back in the 1960s. Yes, you made your own amusements then, going to the pictures. Well, the travel was hard and a mean way, still used the wheel, but you could sit down at your table and eat a real food made. But hey, you young people, ooh, well, I just do not know, and I can't even understand you when you're trying to talk slow.
There was one fella singing those days, and he was quite good to me to say that his name was Bob Dylan. And I used a dogex too before I made my first million. That was way, way back before Wild World War III, when England went missing and we moved to Paraguay.
Don't give us that way. I got some rail footins for my 91st birthday. And your grandmother bought them way down in the new antique food store. And for beans and for bacon, I will open up my door.
But hey, you young people, well, I just do not know. Can you understand you when you try to talk slow?
In the 1960s.
Well, I told you it was wacky, but also I think it's very, very wonderful. One of the most interesting, one of the most exciting, one of the most innovative of all bands, the Incredible String Band, from their album The 5,000 Spirits, or The Layers of the Onion, the last of our picks of the Elektra label, and what a great label it was too. Now this next track is going out for Little Jonah, a friend of mine who was at the Costadel Folk recently, and he is such a good lad, and he's really interested in Smugglers now. So I thought what I'll do is I'll play him a track from the new Feast of Fiddles album, Sleight of Elbow. Feast of Fiddles comprises, amongst other people, Phil Beer, Chris Leslie, Dave Mattox, Brian McNeil. They've just finished a massive UK tour, and their new album is a cracker. So, specifically for Little Jonah, this is the Feast of Fiddles with the traditional Smugglers song.
Smugglers drink of the Frenchman's wine.
The darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a smuggler's life for me. It's a smuggler's life for me.
The bus sails out from Ale Sir Craig in the waning of the light. There's 30 men at Lendal fit to make our burden light. And there's 30 horse at Hazelholm with the halters on their heads. All set this night upon yon height, if wind and water speed.
Smugglers drink of the Frenchman's wine. The darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a smuggler's life for me. It's a smuggler's life for me.
Oh, lass, you have a cozy bed. Cattle, you have ten. Can you not live a lawful life and live with the lawful men? Oh, must I live with the homely goods when there's foreign gear so fine? Must I drink at the water's side with France so full of wine?
Smugglers drink of the Frenchman's wine. The darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a smuggler's life for me. It's a smuggler's life for me.
With a baby on your knee, but my heart is with the gallant crew that plough through the angry sea. A bitter gale, the tightest sail, the sheltered bay are gold. It's the wayward life, the smuggler's strife, the joy of the smuggler's soul.
Smugglers drink of the Frenchman's wine. The darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a
night for me. It's a smuggler's night for me.
And when at last the sun comes up and the cargo's safely stored, like sinless saints to church we'll go, God's mercy to afford. And the champagne fine for communion wine, the parson drinks it too, with a sly wink praised, forgive these men, for they know not what they do.
Smugglers, drink of the Frenchman's wine, the darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a smuggler's life for me, it's a smuggler's life for me. Smugglers, drink of the Frenchman's wine, the darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man. It's a smuggler's life for me, it's a smuggler's life for me. Smugglers, drink of the Frenchman's wine, the darkest night is the smuggler's time. Away we'll run from the excise man.
Smuggler's Song from Feast of Fiddles' new album, Sleight of Elbow, and that's especially for a small person called Jonah, who kept me amused through the Costa del Folk Festival in Ibiza recently and on the flight home. Now, I'm going to play another classic, and this time from Michelle Burke's album, Step Into My Parlour. Michelle Burke was at one time lead singer with Cherish the Ladies. She then went on to pursue a solo career, and on her last album, she invited people like Cathal McConnell, Rhiannon Giddens, Heidi Talbot, and Moira O'Connell. The result, I think, is superb. Well, let's see what you think. This is her version of a song called The Raggle Taggle Gypsies, or Seven Yellow Gypsies, that many of you will know. Michelle simply calls it The Gypsies.
And oh, he forsaken your houses and your land? And will you forsake your children three? I will leave them all for the one that I adore, and away with my own dark-eyed gypsy home. Last night I lay on a fine feathered bed, and my own wedded lord was beside me, oh. But tonight I will lie on a cold bed floor in the arms of my own dark eyes.
Lovely stuff. Michelle Burke from the album Step Into My Parlour with her version of The Gypsies. Now, regular listeners to this show will know the name Sam Baker. I played a good few tracks from his last album, and his new album is another superb rendition. What most people know about Sam Baker is that he's an American who was travelling through Cuzco, Peru, on a jaunt in 1986, when a terrorist bomb went off on the bus in which he was travelling. He was very severely damaged. He came back to the United States, he recovered, and he became an absolutely superb singer-songwriter. He's made 5 albums. His 5th, I think, is just incredible. I really am amazed by this guy. I'm in awe of his songwriting and his singing. His new album's called Land of Doubt, and I'm going to play you a track from it now called Same Kind of Blue. And there's anger, there's sadness. It's about the Vietnam War. There's anger and there's sadness within this song, but there's also a bleak and black kind of wit in that the guy, the hero of the song, is called Charlie. And, of course, many of you will know that the terrible nickname that they used for the Viet Cong, who were fighting against the US in Vietnam, was Charlie. So, you've got an American called Charlie chasing a people called Charlie through this beautiful, nightmarish song.
He was a quiet young man, too shy to get a date. Enlisted in the infantry, spring of 68. The army taught him how to march. They stuck him on a jet, had him crawling in a tunnel. It was right after Tet, with a flashlight and a 45. It was a long way to go for a boy named Charlie. There was snakes, there was jungle, there was all kinds of gnarly. Fighting somebody, everybody called Charlie. It was a mean kind of joke, it's Charlie fighting Charlie. We're down in a tunnel where the fallen angels dwell. There's a quiet young man crawling into hell with a flashlight and a 45. Charlie fighting Charlie, trying to survive. Charlie fighting Charlie, just to stay alive. He came back home, drove real fast, a hopped up super sport. Super speed's a badass. Stoplight drag, fastest thing around. He's all jacked up, screaming through town. A whistling past the graveyard, coming on. Yeah. Got a black land farm. They had a little girl that he his lucky little charm. Hey neighbor, this earth and World War II, he never said much, always kind of blue, always kind of blue. They'd have a drink or two, Charlie and that old man, same kind of blue. Way down in a tunnel of fallen angels, well, there's a quiet young man crawling into hell with a flashlight. Charlie fighting Charlie, trying to survive. Charlie fighting Charlie, just to stay alive. Charlie fighting Charlie, trying to survive. Charlie fighting Charlie. Is that the only time he ever felt alive? Was crawling through a tunnel with a load of 45. Charlie fighting Charlie, trying to survive. It was the only time that he ever felt alive. La 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 la.
Charlie fighting Charlie, just trying to survive. It was the only time he ever felt alive. Sam Baker from his new album Land of Doubt with Same Kind of Blue. And I will be playing you another track from that or two in the weeks to come. Now, I'm going to stay with American music because I want to play something from Fats Kaplan, probably best known as a sidesman. That is, he appears on lots of other people's albums. He's a fiddler, plays guitar, melodeon, banjo, mandolin, steel guitar, and he plays an Arab oud, which is a precursor of the guitar, and also a Turkish klumbuz. I think that's how you pronounce it. He's worked with people like Jack White, Trisha Yearwood, The Tractors, Nancy Griffith and Beck, and of course, most famously, with the band Kane Welsh Kaplan, who've made a clutch of really superb albums. I managed to get my grubby little mitts on his album Fats Kaplan's World of Wonder Down Under. And from it, this is a cakewalk, a kind of dance tune, which was recorded from an old-time fiddler called Sanford Rich, who was living in a resettlement camp for displaced persons during the Depression. And it was there that this tune was recorded by Charles Seeger, who's the father of Mike Seeger and Peggy Seeger and Pete Seeger. But for that one man playing in that displaced person's camp, this tune would have been lost. Thank you. Fats Kaplan. Wasn't that great? And that was from his album Fats Kaplan's World of Wonder Down Under, Coloured Aristocracy, and I think the clever bugger was playing absolutely everything apart from the tuba on that. Mandolin, banjo, fiddle, guitar, slide guitar, the works. Good stuff. Now, the band Skippenish come from Scotland, a seven-piece powerhouse who sing and play like demons. Their new album is called The Seventh Wave. It's a cracker, and from it, this is Harvest of the Homeland.
And the children of the grain return as men. Will our corn still be strong when we all are dead and gone, and our voices proudly echo in the glen? We will return, our flame will burn again. The earth will heal and torn fields will mend. We will return, our flame won't burn alone. By autumn stars we'll bring the harvest home. From the cities and the towns we will return, and from the countries where our forebears had to run, we will gather.
Below the harvest moon, and then I
always think of the west coast of Scotland when I hear that band singing. And I remember that, was it Local Hero, that wonderful shot from the helicopter of the fragmented coast of the Western Isles. Wonderful stuff. Harvest of the Homeland, Skippinish, from their album The Seventh Wave. Now, next week, I'm going to devote part of the show to an interview with Miranda Sykes, who plays, of course, as many of you know, with Shaw of Hands, also works with Rex Preston, and is now pursuing a solo career, as well as working with Shaw of Hands. She's got a new album out called Borrowed Places, and you're going to hear me talking to her about the album and about her life. But I'm going to play you a track from the album now, just to give you a little idea of what it's about. The album Borrowed Places is about really important places in Miranda's life, one of which is the Orkney Isles. And she's found this story from the Orkney Islands about a woman called Isabella Gunn, who went to join the Hudson Bay Company disguised as a man, using her father's name, John Fubister. While she was there working at the Hudson Bay Company, she got pregnant, she gave birth to a son, and she was forced to return back to Orkney, back to Stromness. And Eileen McGann, the great singer and songwriter, has written a beautiful song telling the story of Isabella Gunn, and it's the opening track on Miranda's album. Have a listen.
Look for the day when I
I'd take my boy and we'd follow the northern trail. Oh, how I love those rocky lakes and the stands of birch and pine. Oh, in the spring how my heart turned north for to search out this land of mine, of mine, to search out this land of mine. Gun, and it's many long miles I've roamed. From Orkney's rugged isles I come, but now Canada is my home. It's here I've come and here I'll be, and here I'll find my rest. My sons and daughter will follow me in this land that I love the best.
Great voice, great song, and wonderful production. What more could you want? Miranda Sykes from her album Borrow Places with the story of Isabella Gunn. And like I said, in next week's show, you'll be able to hear me talking to Miranda about that album and her life. Now, I'm going to finish the show with three songs on mining, or about mining, or inspired by coal mining. The first comes from the writing of Ted Edwards, an amazing guy who, amongst other things, crossed the ice cap of Iceland and wrote a book about it called Fight the Wild Island. And then, not happy with that, he got a string of camels and crossed the deserts of the Empty Quarter in the Sultanate of Oman, one of the worst places on the planet. He also is a damn fine songwriter, and this song is one inspired by Ted's own childhood, lying in bed as a small boy, listening to the sound of the colliers going down the street, their steel-tipped clogs ringing on the cobbles like horses' hooves. Hence the title, Coal Hole Cavalry. This version comes from Mike Billington's new album, In Bulk.
Morning dreaming is shattered, one glitter clatter on flags outside. Old knocker upper rat tatting on the windows, making sure nobody's alive. Glittering, clattering, cold hole cavalry, galloping rain of fire. Glittering, clattering, cold hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine. The yawning drizzle on the window, more clitter clattering coming down the hill. Stairs are creaking, oven door banging, father waiting for Uncle Bill. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping rain of fine. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine. Mam is filling his bottle with water, clatter, glitter, clatter and rattle on the latch. Logs in lobby, talking quiet, arguing toss about Sunday's match. Glittering, clattering, cold hole cavalry, galloping rain of fine. Glittering, clattering, cold hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine. Come on, Billy lad, best get going. Clatter, clitter, clatter, and front door bang. Going down to the mucky old coal pit. Hear the pit-at and the snap-tin clang. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping rain of fine. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine. Colliers riding a million horses, clatter, glitter, clatter all over the world. Look out, engines, cavalry's coming, picks and shovels and banners unfurled. Glittering, pattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping, rain of fine. Glittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine. Buzzers blowing, a sound of victory, clatter, clitter, clattering's over and done. All world's quiet and sleep is coming. We shall wear a collier, it must be fun. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping, rain of fine. Clittering, clattering, coal hole cavalry, galloping down to the mine.
Stuff, Coal Hole Cavalry, from Mike Billington's new album, In Bulk. Now, this next song about mining is called Rapper to Bank, and I'm going to the great book Folk Song in England for the following quote from Bert Lloyd, A.L. Lloyd, as it says on the cover. Quote, Rapper to Bank is the shout of men at the bottom of the mine shaft, waiting to come up in the cage. The onsetter would rap, and the winding man, hearing the signal, would draw the cage to the surface, or the bank. Walter Toyne, schoolmaster of Berkeley, County Durham, collected Rapper to Bank in 1962 from Henry Natras of Low Fell, Gateshead. End of quote. Well, most of us in the folk world of the 60s and 70s and beyond have always associated the song with the singing of that great man, Jack Elliott of Berkeley, a miner to his marrow. There is an album which you can get hold of with great difficulty called The Elliots of Berkeley, which is just stunning. Stories, tales and songs of a mining community. Well, the Teesside Fettlers learnt their version of Rapper to Bank from the late and great Jack Elliott, and here it is.
Rapper to Bank, me canny lad, winder away, keep turning. The back shift man's all gallon, yeah, they'll be back here in the morning. Me father used to call a ton when the long shift it was over. From where you'd buy, you'd hear him cry, just the night after 4, he cried, Rapper to Bank, me canny lad, winder away, keep turning. The back shift man's all gallon, yeah, they'll be back here in the morning. Then that awful day was come, the last day for me father. A fall of stones and broken bones, you could hear above the clatter. He cried, Rapper to Bank, me canny lad, winder it long, that's clever.
Rapper to Bank from the Teesside Fettlers album Landmarks. One of the great experiences of my life was a few days back at the Costa del Folk in Ibiza, when the mighty Doonans and their extended family and two of the lad's descendants, grandsons of Jack Elliott, were stood there on stage singing that very song. Mining communities don't forget. Their memories have got roots deeper than the strongest oak, I can tell you that. I'm going to finish with a song called The Old Miner from Canny Fettle. Canny Fettle are Bob Deal, Jerry Murphy and Bob Morton, who I first met way back in the 70s when I think the three of them were at Manchester University. They were famous around the folk clubs of the Northwest in those days and were great exponents of the music of the Northeast. This song is a traditional song about an old miner, and they learnt it from the singing of Bob Davenport, another Geordie and a man who I love dearly, a great carrier of songs and a man who taught me ever so much about singing and about how to behave on a stage. Anyway, enough from me. Here's Canny Fettle from their newest album, I don't think they've made one in 30 odd years, called Still Gannin' Canny with The Old Miner.
Now then, Mrs. What Fettle, I hope I find you well. If you'll gather all around me now, me story I will tell. I used to be, when I was young, a miner like yourself. But now today me hair's turned grey, they put me on the shelf. For 50 years I've walked in the pit, many's the change I've seen. When I was young and a man was done, they'd set him on the screens. But now today, when me hair's turned grey, like a squaddy with an owl peg leg, they say that I'm no use any mare, get out on the road and beg. Me age it is just 60 power, but for walk I've got no chance. And they ban me from the championships and the clogs for the belts to dance. They said that I was growing hard, but dancing I was no use. They told me to hoy me clogs away and get into the hard work loose. For 50 years I've worked in the pit, many's the change I've seen. When I was young and a man was done, they'd set him on the screens. But now today, when me hair's turned grey, like a squaddy with an owl peg leg, they say that I'm no use any mare, get out on the road and beg. So come gather round, young fellas, and listen to what I say. Get out of the pit while you're young enough, aye, and make out your runway. For if you didn't and you stay below, I'm sure you'll find one day you're all washed up, you've got the push, because your hair's turned grey. For 50 years I've walked in the pit, many's the change I've seen. When I was young and the man was done, they'd set him on the screens. But now today, when me hair's turned grey, like a squaddy with an owl peg leg, they say that I'm no use any mare, get out on the road and beg. So while I am amongst you now, if you give me the chance, along with me you will agree I can still do a fine clog dance. And if you pay attention and listen to the beat, I'll do me best to please you with the clogs upon my feet.
And a bit of clog dancing thrown in for good measure. I do love the sound that those guys make. That's about as trad as you'll ever get. The Old Miner from Canny Fettle's new album, Still Gannin' Canny. Time for me to go back in the house, make a cup of tea, have me dinner, and then perhaps wander down to the pub and play a few tunes. Feel just in the mood. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget to go to the website. That's www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and there you can download links to all the artists that have ever appeared on the show, have a look at their website, see what they're up to. You can also download previous versions of this show. Can't remember how many now, 216, 217, lots anyway. And you'll be able to enjoy them on your laptop or your iPhone or your clone or whatever. I'm going now. Ta-da!